Tyrod had said, self-scouting himself through the by, that he felt that, you know, some of the negative plays you referenced were on him, you know, with the sack he was taking. Obviously took off and ran a little bit more yesterday. I know it's not scripted, but it really seems to throw defenses for a loop when he's out there making a couple of runs early or converting a couple of first downs with his legs on third down. Just how do you strike a balance there so he knows that he's got the freedom to do that and at the same time get what you want to get?
Well, it's the same timing that we talk about on most of the throws, if not all of the throws, his feet. He starts taking a couple hitches, and he's got to make a decision with the ball. So we tell him, you know, carry it through one, two hitches, and then after that, you either check the ball down or get out. So I think he's done a good job with that. He understands that, the timing. Certainly he is athletic enough to get out into space, and he did a good job escaping a couple of spies yesterday. They did a nice job trying to keep one guy, to keep him in the pocket, but he was able to avoid.
You almost like it when it's on tape now that he can beat a spy, because that's really got to confound some defensive coordinators coming up.
I don't really look that far into it. I'm just making sure we get first downs and keep moving the ball. But it's good for him, you know.
You had a great third down percentage yesterday. What was the key on those third downs?
Well, obviously he converted it, but then he stuck within the seam, the scheme. The first time, you know, he held with his progression, took his two hitches and got to Jordan, you know. We ran the ball on some of the third down. We did a good job converting on those. So it's an equal balance of running and throwing, keeping within the scheme. And you know, obviously Taiwan came in and made a big third down at the end of the game with a little bit different play. So just mixing it up, making sure that, you know, we keep a good balance.
What do you make of the instant chemistry, Tyrod and Deontay? It's not instant, but you know, obviously they know each other, but still the four practices, or, you know, 4 days and...
Well, I think their history goes, you know, just like you said before, but DT has had some experience in the league. He's had some experience. You know, we had him just for a little bit in Baltimore, so he knows the depth of routes and what's expected, and they did a good job. But I think, you know, in general, everybody was in the right spot yesterday. We didn't have any mistakes. We tried to focus on what we do well, and tried to do that, you know, based on our self-scout.
How reassuring was it to, after failing against Cincinnati and also against Carolina, to come back in the clutch and to produce the way you guys did, to drive down the field and do play a big contributing role in that win?
Well, I think that's our job, and we expect to do it every time. So be that as it may, whether you know we do or don't, we expect to go out there and do it every time. It's where we practice. Coach McDermott has practiced 2 minutes quite a bit, We're out there to operate, so they did a good job.
How would you summarize the adjustments that you made during the bye week to the blocking scheme?
In the running game, I think we basically what we said is, all right, this is looking at stats, not just stats, but also just our schemats, our scheme, and you know what we're asking our players to do. This is what we need to focus on, and that's what we did, whether it was zone gap or, you know, the quarterback stuff. So we tried to do and narrow it down to exactly what we thought was best for our guys and our team, and I think that's what we isolated on between Juan and I.
How much input were you receiving from players the first 5 weeks of the season?
Obviously, you always want to know what they think, you know, so we had some discussions. Well, don't know how far I want to go into that, but we had some discussions and make sure we're comfortable with that. And you know, I think everybody's on the same page. That's the key, you know. And the look of their eyes yesterday, they were determined to win that game. So,
Coach, well, he probably doesn't have it all down just yet, but just the maturation of Logan Thomas in that position that, you know, up until last year was brand spanking new.
Well, obviously he's made some great strides, but I think the biggest thing is he's getting more confident in what he's doing. You know, I think he's a talented guy, but now, you know, spatial awareness and tight end as opposed to quarterback is a little bit different. You know, bodies are around you all the time. You've got to mix and match with those bodies. He's done a very good job as far as being confident and then just, you know, being in the space of a tight end, you know. How to deal with defensive ends, how to deal with linebackers. He's done a nice job with all that.
Coach, when Deion went into left guard for the play Richie was out, was that a planned spot for him, or did he just kind of run out there and you guys had to mix match it?
If you notice, Richie went out.
Yeah.
and Ryan's our substitute, but he was an eligible receiver the play before, so he cannot be ineligible. But certainly Dion's experience and his talent allows him to play different places, and that's great for us. I mean, the more versatility you have, that's what we ask our wideouts to do, that's what we ask our tight ends to do, and certainly that's the same thing as a lineman. If he understands the scheme, we can put him in there. And you know, he was very successful. Obviously, that was a big play for us.
In that play, with both those guys getting out and leading the convoy, does that make you even say, that's something we
We'll worry about that. We're just happy that it worked out for us.
I know it's become a bit of a weekly discussion, but where do things stand with Zay Jones and his development at this point?
Well, he made some plays yesterday, had an opportunity to make a couple more, and I think the same with everybody out there. You know, the more experience they get. And, you know, I tell you what, you watch, there is not a play he's not busting his tail. And the same with practice. He is busting his tail, and he's doing a good job. So we'll get things going. Obviously, you know, we add DT and move some guys around and keep working, trying to get the best 11 out there every snap.
So if he's working so hard, and obviously the talent is there, what do you think is missing there to bridge the gap between the talent, the work, and the production?
Just time, and he'll produce. I mean, he made some plays, and he'll make more. And we keep hanging in there, and he will continue to work at it. So.
What led you to decide to put in some of that QB-driven running?
Oh, we've been doing it off and on. We've been doing it off and on, maybe not as much and maybe not the biggest variety, but having a couple extra days to work on some of those things through the bye week helped us to do that. But there's nothing that we did. I think there was one play that we kind of made up during the week last year. Everything else is basically in the playbook that we've been working on, different formations or whatnot. But there was really basically everything that we've done from training camp, just a matter of running them in the game and installing them during the week.
Is it your intention, after the Bucs appeared to grab momentum with that touchdown, to be aggressive and to take that shot downfield right away to try and blunt what, you know, they were doing?
I think you try to be aggressive all the time. Right? You're trying to – it's a mix and match. You know, whether you're going to control the game, you know, control the ball running it or taking a shot down the field. But, Tyrod and I had talked about that play for – couple of series, you know, we got a chance on this because of the coverage they were playing, and it just happened. Hey, let's go out and give that one a shot, you know. And he did a good job. They did a good job. Good throw, great catch.
Well, can you describe a little bit more? You mentioned right there, you spoke to Tyrod, and what John said, things started to go Tampa's way. Can you just describe how Tyrod kind of reacted when things started to not go your way? LeSean fumbled, you guys ended up being down. Where did it seem like his mindset
was? His mind was on winning the game completely. When, LeSean fumbled, that's one of those things, you know, and he's done a good job of taking care of the football. Tyrod was the first one to go over and tell him, look, we're going to count on you making another play. So you got to, learn from that, move on. Came down, sat down, we're going to have to score. We're just going to have to move the ball. Between that series and then right before, we had talked about, like I said, the play that we had run. I said, how you feel about that one? How you feel about this one? He said, I don't like that one. Let's try this one. So there's always been a great interchange between he and I about what's going on next, what he feels about a certain play. And he's been very honest with me. He didn't like one play I really liked. He said, no, I don't feel good about that. I said, all right, if you don't feel good about it, we'll move on. We'll go to the next one.
Does that help that you are on the sidelines with him? Because I know you experiment being up top. That interaction, do you need that?
I think I do right now. I'm still wondering week to week. You know, maybe if it gets cold, I want to be upstairs. But I'm playing it game by game, really. But you know, he told me after the first game or going into the first game, he'd like to be on the sidelines, and I have enjoyed that interaction because it does keep me in tune, not just with him, but the rest of the guys. You know, I can go talk to Lyman, you know, talk face-to-face with Juan about where we want to go in a run game. But we'll still work with that, you know, game-to-game situations. But right now it's worked out really well.
How much of your focus was on Gerald McCoy in this game? Because you guys did a pretty good job of him, especially in the run game.
That's big focus. He's a heck of a player. You know, certainly his takeoff is as good as you're going to get. So we had to make sure that our cadence was varied at times. You know, we caught him one time, but we made the play with DT over on their sideline. So, you know, it was a big focus. And our guards knew that they would be going to be challenged this week with him.
Coach, with Cordy, I know he's been out of the lineup for a while, so with this extended amount of time as he had, I think he kind of fared.
I think he did well. I mean, certainly pass protection-wise, he is, you know, he's gifted with his length and size and feet. And, you know, I think he did a good job. I think we'll keep progressing. Obviously, you feel pretty secure with Dion having played as much over there. So we'll get a good balance and make sure we get the right guys out there.